And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. A few minutes ago, Maud Marlowe, character actress and close friend of Mary Noble's, sent downstairs in this small New York hotel where they're both staying for the morning papers. And as Maud turned to the theater section of a well-known daily paper, she saw two pictures in Marty Rufus's gossip column. Pictures of Mary Noble and Rupert Barlow, the fabulously wealthy man about town who has been madly infatuated with Mary for many months. Mary can't believe her eyes as Maud hands her the paper. And we hear...
But I don't see how it's possible, Maud. I don't see how it could be true.
Well, don't stand there and wait for an explanation from me, Mary. I've never been so rudely surprised in my life. I thought you said you were not going to see Rupert Barlow again. I thought that was the general idea after Larry made such a fuss about the man.
But I haven't seen him, Maud. I told Rupert that Larry didn't want me to. And he was perfectly wonderful about it.
Yes, I can see that. And this is how you kept away. This is how you kept your promise.
You don't think I deliberately saw Rupert after giving my promise to Larry?
All I know is that there in the paper are two photographs of you and Rupert Barlow. Unless he managed to find a reasonable double to pose as you.
Of course he didn't, Maud.
All right. Then this is you in both pictures.
Of course.
Well, it's a little hard for me to grasp, my dear. I don't suppose it'll be much easier for Larry when he sees this paper.
But he mustn't see it, Maud. He can't see it. It would be awful if he did.
Well, you can very well keep it from him. One of the chief means he has of making time pass while he's in jail awaiting trial is to read all the papers. He's sure to see this. You may as well make up your mind to it, Mary.
But what will I do? Don't you understand that he'll be furious?
I understand perfectly. I should have thought you would realize that when you kept on meeting Rupert Barlow.
But I didn't keep on meeting him. There was absolutely no planned meeting at all.
No?
That picture taken in front of the hotel was an accidental meeting. I was coming out and Rupert was walking down the street. He just stopped to say hello. I told him then that I didn't want to be seen with him, that it was upsetting Larry, and he left at once.
And just how did he happen to be wandering down this particular street at the very moment you came out? That is rather stretching the long arm of coincidence. Wouldn't you say so?
But, Maud, it's a public street. Perhaps he did walk over this way from force of habit or something.
Well, what about this other? This gay, laughing picture of the two of you, with Rupert holding your arm with such assurance.
I met him on the subway platform. He was just as surprised as I was. And I tripped, or maybe he tripped, I don't remember. We walked up the stairs together and then he left me. There was certainly no harm in that.
Well, I hope Larry would agree.
But it's true, Maud. After all, I can't cut Rupert Barlow dead if I meet him on the street, can I? He's done nothing to deserve such rudeness. In fact, he's been tremendously generous and helpful in every way from the first day I met him. And he put money in Larry's play.
But how do you explain the pictures? Who do you imagine arranged to have them taken?
How should I know? I can't imagine how it ever happened.
Don't you think that Rupert planned the whole thing?
Rupert? But why? What would be the purpose?
Oh, Rupert Barlow is infatuated with you, Mary Noble, and you may as well admit it. He's a ruthless and utterly selfish man. He'll go to any length to have his own way. The chances are he was furious when you told him that Larry had forbidden you to see him. This is his way of paying him back.
I don't believe that, Maud. I don't believe he'd be so cruel. If it's true that he cares anything for me, he wouldn't do this.
Then who did arrange it? Let me tell you, I'm convinced Rupert arranged it somehow. Who else had the opportunity? I promise you that I've been far too busy rehearsing for my new play to follow you about with a candid camera waiting for the chance.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Maud. Of course you had nothing to do with it.
Then who is responsible? Larry couldn't have snapped the pictures. They'd hardly let him out so that he could prowl about the streets, waiting for his chance to find you breaking your solemn promise to him.
I didn't break it, Maud. I keep telling you this was purely accidental. I wouldn't do anything to hurt Larry for the world. Not when he's in such awful trouble.
Well, since Larry couldn't have left the New York City jail to snap these pictures himself, do you imagine he hired someone to watch you?
That would be a beastly thing to do.
Perhaps, Mary. But since these two pictures are the result,
Sari certainly must know that I wouldn't break my promise.
Oh, Mary, how can you say that over and over when it's clear that you have broken your promise? Twice.
But I didn't, Maud. I tell you, I just happened to meet Rupert.
Very well. I hope you can explain this better to Larry than you have to me. I shouldn't think his present state of mind will let him believe too much. But I may be wrong.
Why must I be suspected of being faithless? I've never for a minute been interested in anyone except Larry. I wonder if he can say the same.
What do you mean?
What about Claudia Vincent? Do you think he was entirely disinterested in her when he brought her back to our home? When he persuaded his producer, Harold Ramsey, to give her a big part in his play, even though she was an amateur in the theater?
Well, I've told you quite frankly, my dear, that I have no idea the extent of Larry's interest in Claudia. I know that I've always disliked her, and that I've distrusted her from the very beginning.
So have I, Maud. She's been trying to blackmail Rupert for years. Larry knew that. He also knew that she tried to kill him in his own house. Larry and I were there when she fired that revolver. But that didn't stop him from taking her part, from being with her almost all the time for the next weeks.
I don't quite get the point of this argument, Mary.
I haven't stopped believing in Larry, even though people are saying that he committed murder because of his wild infatuation for Claudia. Even though the police insist he murdered Oliver Wilson in a jealous rage when he learned about his secret marriage to Claudia.
Mary, you'd hardly join the ranks of accusers at a time like this, no matter what you thought in your heart.
But, Maud, I don't think he killed Oliver. I don't believe he was unfaithful to me. I do believe in him, Maud, and I want him to believe in me. I don't understand about these pictures, but I know that I've done nothing to blame myself for.
Later the same night, as Mary lies staring into the darkness of her hotel room, unable to sleep, her courage leaves her as her thoughts become a parade of inner torment.
You mustn't believe that I deliberately saw Rupert Barlow, Larry, darling.
You promised. You gave me your solemn word, Mary. You said you wouldn't see him again.
But it was all an accident, Larry. Please believe that.
You promised. I told you it was the end, unless you stopped seeing that man.
Listen to me, Larry. You've got to listen to me.
You've made your choice. You've lied to me. It's right there in black and white. Pictures tell the story. You left me here and went straight to Rupert Barlow, even after you promised.
That's not true. I swear it's not true. Larry, don't you know that I love you? That you're the only person in the world who matters to me?
You promised.
Larry.
I told you to keep away from Rupert. Or else. And you promised.
Larry, listen to me. Larry, don't leave me. Come back. Larry.
Mary Noble suddenly realizes that her thoughts have reached nightmare proportions. In desperation, she turns on the light beside her bed and tries to compose her shaking nerves. And at the same time, Claudia Vincent, who is responsible for so much of the Noble's present trouble, is hastily packing her bags in the hotel to which she so recently moved. And as she does, she thinks...
I know that it's no use trying to get another penny out of Larry's friend Lester Jordan. He's done all that he's going to do. And if I try to say any more, well, he may only get me into trouble. Oh, I've got enough to go on for a while. I guess the best thing I can do now is leave New York. Now, there's nothing to be gained by staying here anymore. And there's far too much risk involved. Victor isn't to be trusted. That wretched little hoodlum that Rupert Barlow calls his chauffeur, thinking he could frighten me into dividing this money with him. Well, let him find his own ways of getting money. He doesn't need it as I do. But he's dangerous. And I'm not going to let him get me into any more trouble. And I'm certainly not going to get on the stand at Larry's trial if I can help it. And let all those lawyers hammer questions at me till... well, till I don't know what I'm saying. No. I made my mistake when I fell for Oliver Wilson's story of being a rich young playboy. I ruined my chances with Larry Noble then and there. And now, well, now I've got to clear out. To go somewhere and try to recoup my losses. Oh, if only I could convince Lester Jordan one more time. He's such a trusting soul. And so good-looking. Perhaps if things had been different... Oh, what's the use of that? He's only giving me money because He thinks I can save Larry Noble. I've got to get away before he finds out too much. I've got to.
Who could that be at this time of night? Who is it? Who is it, I said? What do you want? Get out. Get out. You can't come in here.
Claudia Vincent's mysterious visitor opens the door wider and advances into the room. Who is this prowler? Well, be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.